This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop.
We're in the midst of a real Christmas tree problem. Nationally, we have fewer Christmas trees this season, but as KUT's Jimmy Moss reports, in Central Texas, you can find plenty of trees, but they may not be the ones you want.
First, the good news. If you're wanting to buy a real tree this Christmas, you're likely to find one. The bad news? It will be shorter, a touch more expensive, and perhaps take you a bit longer to find than years past. Remember, this is a crop, and like any other crop, there are good years and bad. North Carolina produces the second most trees in the United States each year. Most of those come from one county.
If you look at our average sales in Ashe County for the past 3 to 4 years, we've been right at 3.5 million trees getting sent out of our county, and that's not really fluctuated that much.
Travis Birdsell is with the North Carolina State University Cooperative Extension in Ashe County. Sounds pretty good. Output's the same, right?
But I would say if you did a deeper look at the sizes that are going out, you probably have constricted a little bit on the upper end.
That means on top of a national tree shortage, we're getting shorter trees.
Oh, heck yeah. Oh, yeah. We're seeing it firsthand.
That's Jimmy Cohen. He's owner of Papa Noel Christmas Trees. He's a tree farmer in the Blue Ridge Mountains of North Carolina. Every year, he loads up 20 tractor trailers of mainly Fraser firs to sell in Austin and San Antonio.
This is our farmer's market, really. It's got some distance to it, but, you know, it is farm, not farm to table, it's farm to living room.
In addition to the trees he culls from his farm, he orders Noble and Douglas firs from the Pacific Northwest to fill up the selection at his roadside stands here in Austin. Cohen says this year there were fewer farms supplying trees, which drove up wholesale costs as much as 45%. And while you might think weather could be a culprit, you'd be wrong.
We did have a lot of farmers there that were forced out of business in the recession in 2008-09. Their money sources dried up. They couldn't replant. And since a tree takes 10 plus years to grow, we're just now seeing the ramifications of what happened 8, 9, 10 years ago.
Cohen says he only ordered 30% of the trees from the Pacific Northwest he normally does because of increased tree and trucking costs. And there's another problem at the root of all this.
There are fewer young people who are continuing on in their parents' footsteps and becoming Christmas tree growers. So there are fewer and fewer farmers who are willing to plant a crop that takes 10 years to get to fruition. You have to have been successful in something else to be a Christmas tree farmer. Because, you know, how are you going to carry yourself through 10 years before you see a payday, you know?
And that's just for what he calls the money tree, one ranging between 6 and 8 feet tall. Relatively speaking, these are the big sellers and the size where growers can get the most money per acre. Standing in front of a 15-foot tree on one of his lots, Cohen explains why farmers choose to go smaller.
And the time that it takes me to have two rotations of those trees, I have one of these. So it sits there in the same plot of land longer, triple the years sometimes. When you prune those, you do it with a stepladder. So it's so labor intensive that more and more farmers just don't want to mess with those big trees.
Texas also produces Christmas trees, though only about 1% of North Carolina's tree output. About a quarter of those are grown in Bastrop County. Mike Walterscheidt and his wife Beth own Evergreen Farms in Elgin. He was once the Associate Forestry Department head at Texas A&M University. The couple has been running cut-your-own tree farms for 3 decades, and for them, 2017 is a pretty good year.
Our crop is probably the best crop we've had for 10 or 12 years.
The Virginia pine Walterscheidt plants can grow to 7 feet tall in just 5 years because of the longer Texas growing season. He says they have a good number of 4 to 8 foot trees ready for customers, but if you go, don't expect too many taller.
We had quite a few to begin with the first 2 weekends, but most of the real big ones have been cut out now.
He says they are anticipating staying open until Christmas Eve, but an early rush could change that. In Austin this week, Sam Garcia was already dismantling his Christmas tree sales lot. For decades, his group South Austin Optimist has sold trees to raise money for its youth sports programs. This season, Garcia took over the tree ordering and was worried about how the fundraiser would fare.
Because we switched to a new company, I had a different type of tree. I had a tree called a Nordman, which was something we'd never carried. So I was a little nervous about how would people react to that. But I ordered 60 of those all the way up to 10 foot. And I sold all my 10-foot trees within 6 days.
Short, money, or tall, less than 2 weeks after Thanksgiving, South Austin Optimist sold out of its 340 trees it ordered. He says he'll order more next year if the prices are right. Jimmy Cohen of Papa Noel says they likely will only get more expensive.
Frankly, I think growers are demanding and getting prices that aren't sustainable in this industry, yet they keep doing it.
Which means to control costs for both growers and retailers, they will meet somewhere in the middle. Faster crop rotations, shorter trees, and higher prices per foot for you. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.